This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, another beautiful weekend. And that was a little bit of Bayo Country. As some of you know, Zy to Go, or the way to go, but talking about the Big Easy. And that's the relationship here. One of the things I want to make sure you do remember is that the 2012 Hawaii Belly Dance Convention, don't forget that now, it's October 12th, and also the 13th, the workshops will be going on there at the Doris Day, the Doris Duke Theater. And I encourage you all to go out there and have fun and learn a little dancing and what have you. So do try to go out, and you, again, will be If you have any questions as to more details, give me a call or we'll hook you up with some information. But do go and join in, and there's going to be pre-registration for a special full week workshops, a weekend of six workshops for $150 registration. And this is, again, you can get all of that at HawaiiBellyDanceConvention.com. Hawaii Belly Dancing, Dance Convention.com. Anyway, talk about the Big Easy. As you know, Louisiana, and that's where some of that music hails from, you know. What the relationship is, the Louisiana is considered one of the worst, most corrupt states. And after you know the Huey, the old man Huey Long, was quite, he was the poster child of public corruption. But let's, you know, we talk about Louisiana, but what I want to talk about is the corruption right here in Hawaii. And let me tell you, it's rampant. It's very, not subtle, but ignored in a sense, and you'd be amazed at the participants. And this is going to be a hint of politics, because I'll be referencing Kurt Caldwell, Peter Carlisle, and you can draw your comparisons. And by the way, if you have stuff out there that you want to get out and you think Ben is not getting the right coverage or exposure, please don't hesitate. Give me a call. We talk about everything. But what I want to share with you is that in the last two, three, 4 years, we've had a culture right here in Hawaii, in Honolulu, of corruption at its worst. And it's never focused on. We see our politicians, Hanneman. He appoints Caldwell for the managing director. Wayne Hashira left. We don't know why he left, but he just up and disappeared and went to Board of Water Supply and just had some musical chairs. But are you aware that there at the YPO soccer fields, for example, there is a large amount of contaminated soil that's been laying there for a couple of years at least? And if you think back, some of you may recall seeing this. It was a strange occurrence, an occasion, where there were no press conference held. It was just media availability, as described by Carlisle's assistant or aide. And that is, the media goes and do a story, and the mayor is there, and this was out at YPO. It was something to do the unauthorized use of this area in the soccer complex. And Carlisle actually did, there was a story done, 11/21/2011. KHON ran that story. And what happened is that basically the city, the claim was the city wants to know who cleared a big plot of land in YPO and used it for storage without permission. Now, that was what Carlisle called a press conference for. And the site is in YPO, is about 110 acres. And this was shown on KHON. And the basically, the claim was that a city worker notified the city in September that the site had been illegally cleared of brush and trees and was being used for storage. And this is what Carlisle presented to the media. And they talk about removing washers, dryers, refrigerators, and other playground equipment. But the claim was by Carlisle was that he didn't know what was happening, didn't have any idea. It was some illegal monster dumping this. So, as usual, you know, this is the, the ex-city prosecutor. So, you know, he's good, hard on crime, tough on crime, and quite naturally, the natural words that, that will flow from his lips following all of this is that the city has launched an internal investigation into who is responsible for the illegal work and storage. They say it could have been happening for as long as 6 years. Now, this is what Carlisle presented. This is what he presented to the public. But here's the real truth, what really happened. The United States Navy owned this land that this activity is occurring. The United States Navy leases the land to the city and county of Honolulu. Carlisle knew that. Carlisle's people knew that. Caldwell knew it. Carlisle's people knew it. Caldwell's people knew it. Mufi Hanneman's people knew it. And this land was being used by Goodfellows Brothers, Inc. And I'll read you the details. And it's hard to accept that Peter Carlisle would try and cover and divert the public's attention from the real truth. I'm not going to say he lied, because this is more complicated than just a little white lie. This is something more egregious, something more complex, more like a conspiracy of sort against the people and the intelligence. And ultimately, you'll hear that what is occurring is that you, the taxpayer, is paying now $39 per ton to excavate 2,000 tons, approximately 2,000 tons of dirt, and have that dirt transported to PVT landfill in Nanakuli. This is something that's ongoing. Carlisle didn't tell you that it was the city. He presented as if they don't know who it is. And I guess this is a strategy when you're in the courtrooms as a prosecutor, and you tend to do that sometimes. You get the moving. It's a shell game. You get the facts out there, and you get them, and you ask the judge to intervene on this or rule on something. So maybe it's a carryover from that. But now the claim was that they didn't know who grubbed. They didn't know who came in and did the illegal work. They didn't know any of this. Now, mind you, earlier, Caldwell, Kurt Caldwell, was the managing director, which this area fell under his purview, and he was acting mayor, and he has received donations from Goodfellow Brothers. Now, that's not to say that because someone give you a donation, you sold your soul and you're going to screw the people. I don't want to suggest that. But it is something, when you look at things in its totality and how things are set up, it's okay to at least ask the question. So they didn't know, as represented by Carlisle, someone did something illegal. They don't know who it was. But the Navy filed a complaint with the Department of Health, Solid and Hazardous Waste. The Solid and Hazardous Waste branch went to the site. They went on a tour. And here are basically the observations and findings from an official report from the state health department. A site visit was conducted. Now, remember, this is Carlisle's statement in press release and news story was on the November 21st, 2011. So a site visit was conducted on December 5th, 2011 at approximately 8:30 in the morning. The Department of Navy representatives, their real estate representative, and the city and county of Honolulu personnel attended the site inspection. The following information was ascertained and observations documented. Gary Cabato, director of City and County Parks and Recreation, escorted the inspectors and other representatives. The turnoff of the area is located about 300 feet from the entrance to the park. Mr. Kubato explained, now get this, that prior to his appointment of director, it was decided to clear, grub this area and utilize it to store park materials, equipment, waste generated from soccer field and other city and county parks approximately since 2008. Who was the managing director during that time? Kurt Caldwell. So, again, with the rail and all of these things moving fast, and Hanneman has appointed Caldwell as the director, the managing director, and Dan Inouye has given the orders to support, and as you see him now supporting Caldwell. So the fix was on. The Huey Louie, the Huey Long syndrome had kicked in, I should say. And so you had that relationship. Why would it take a mayor, former city prosecutor, who should be tough on crime, to go in and engage in this sort of lie of a sort, but a bigger lie? And so Mr. Kubato further explained that waste generated from other parks were was brought back to this site in order to store or sort, segregate, until enough was generated to load to the landfill or various recycling facilities. Now, this soil, a lot of it is contaminated. Here's my concern. Carlisle and Caldwell knew. Their director, they appointed this director, Kubato, who has full knowledge. And the letters that I've recovered show that before, not just me assuming this, but before the press conference of sort, they had reduced it in writing and communicating to the state health department. So there was no way for Carlisle not to know. Well, in fact, he would never go to the soccer field and hike up there in his nice clean shoes and nice clean shirt and all of that and get grub on him and mud and dirt. So someone closely affiliated with that had to take him up there, first of all. Someone. So the big lie, the big bucks became concerned. We don't want a distraction. We don't want to have. They just got rid of the situation in Miley for the illegal dumping, where it costs the taxpayer millions to address that issue. And then on the heels of the Miley, they now have a situation where they got to go and clean this one up. But the concerns that I have with this is that Carlisle knew and now know, and so does Caldwell, know that contaminated soils were being trucked in, stockpiled there, then in turn taken out portions of it, taken out and used in parks and other areas. They wanted to continue that practice, but the health department, through this test and through this tests that were demanded by the Navy, which is the right thing to do, found that these mounds of soil and rock and coplain and what have you had issues and should not have been stockpiled there anyway. But right now, 2,000 tons, probably much more, but right now this is what is happening. So it goes further. Kubato further explained, and he says, stockpiles of this waste were observed during the inspection and consisted of lumber, concrete, asphalt, scrap bricks, junk furniture, junk playground equipment, green waste, small amounts of scrap metal, a computer keyboard, and several stockpiles of soil and sand, clear grubbed material were observed. Each pile contained a stake with a number to indicate that samplers will pull. So the city is forced now to go out and pay someone to do sampling. But now there were two yards there, base yards. They were operating this base yard or these base yards, and basically the state says a solid waste complaint was received by the Department of Health on November 22nd. Remember down the call of the Carlisle date for the press conference was 11/21. So the state receives their complaint, and the Navy had already contacted the city well ahead of this complaint being filed with the state by the Navy. The complaint reported that the city and county of Honolulu is using a portion of Waipio soccer complex to store hazardous materials. So, where did the state get its information that Carlisle, who is the mayor, couldn't get his information other than they're looking for somebody with a mask on, drives a black vehicle, with black cape and all that, and only operate in the dark of night? How is it that the state could get this information, which they got from city workers, that obviously told Carlisle that this was a problem? How is it that Carlisle misses it? So, again, you wouldn't want to put the blame on Caldwell either, if you're part of this rail team, because you don't want any problems. You want smooth sailing. You want to get your rail in. You want to please Dan Inouye, and you want to be able to be rewarded and patted on the head when you deliver. Is it corruption, or is it people serving a bigger purpose other than the taxpayer who they are voted in by? So when I see the commercial that says Ben Cayetano, and I'm not defending Ben Cayetano. As we know, politicians, they all have some baggage, and I invite you, if you got baggage and you're about, call me up and we'll talk about them. We'll insert these. But for the time being, what happens here is that I'm going to lay out for you that the Big Easy, while we may not be the Big Easy, we are close to the Big Sleazy. And that is when you dupe the public in a fashion such as this, and this is just one portion of what I'll be talking about to just share with you the taxpayer. So they go on to say that the complex, utilizing a portion of YPO soccer complex to store hazardous materials, hazardous now, and possibly hazardous waste and different types of hazardous solid waste. A letter was received by the DOH from the city and county of Honolulu explaining that during compliance inspections between the city and county and the landowner, the Navy, Department of Navy, the following materials were found: rock, coral, sand, dirt, gravel, greenways, concrete, metal, asphalt, concrete, white goods, playground materials. And so how is it that Carlisle couldn't tell the public that we already know who the culprits are? It's the city and county of Honolulu, and it's the city and county of Honolulu's contractor, Goodfellows Brothers, Inc. Why couldn't that be stated up front? Well, when you're trying to lie to the public and you lie to the public, I guess you wouldn't want to tell that information with you. So, what happened here is Goodfellows had a final remediation action report. And I'm just going to share with you what it was that Carlisle knew and Caldwell knew, but they didn't speak out about it. They told us they were looking for the criminals. So this is an executive summary of the final remedial action. I'm just going to give you a bit of it. Pacific Commercial Services, LLC, was retained by Goodfellows Brothers to remove and dispose of petroleum-impacted soil that resulted from the oil release at former GBI base yard at 93061 YPO Point Access Road. The site was used by GBI, Goodfellows Brothers, Inc., from May 1999. And they say, well, maybe, Carlisle says, maybe at least 2 years they've been doing it. No, 1999 to December 2012. Now, this is an official report now. December 2012, I don't know. Is it here yet? But anyway, the report shows that the site was used by GBI from May 1999 to December 2012 as a base yard for City and County of Honolulu's project, Waipio Soccer Field, Soccer Park, and the Waipahu Ash Landfill. GBI moved and closed out the base yard on December 16, 2012, after completion of the two projects. Carlisle didn't tell you that, but these are reports, and this information was known and provided to them by the people that they appointed in office. Yet they told the public that the city and county launched an internal investigation into who was responsible. And, oh, yeah, the police was also investigating. Who? Didn't need an investigation, just needed an extra set of handcuffs to get the real guys, the real cheats in this. Now, here is one of the bigger problems. Now, this area is secured, and there is a company called Westbrook Security, Mufi Hanneman's relative, officially owned by Joanne Westbrook, but the husband of the spouse is Douglas Westbrook, a cousin of Mufi Hanneman. You've heard me talk about him on the show many a times. Douglas Westbrook is Mufi Hanneman's cousin. Douglas Westbrook is actively involved in the Kirk Caldwell campaign out in Waianae. Number of people have reported seeing him, and I've seen him around posting Caldwell signs. Now, he has a security contract, or you'll see his company over there at the soccer field, but he was also involved in trucking and what have you. And while I can't tell you that he was involved in delivering dirt or anything there, we did find him in Hawaiian homelands up in Waianae involved in a site that was illegally dumping. So if he's a security for the Waipio Park, wouldn't you think that if we're paying someone to be, you would at least see the big tractor-trailer trucks coming in? There should be reports of if someone was illegally doing it, dumping, we would have known, because we, the taxpayer, was paying Mufi Hanneman's cousin to serve as a security. But it's going to get worse, and I want to share with you. We're going to talk about the Big Easy or the Near Sleazy in this town. And those of you that want to come and get me, give me a call at 782-6627, and I'll share you my phone number and contact information. But we got to let the public know. So get me before I spill the beans, folks, okay? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Hello, Mr. Cox.
Good morning.
I just wanted to mention that I live in Waipahu.
Uh-huh.
And in 30 days, dust will land on all the stuff in my apartment, and by 90 days, I'm leaving footprints.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything in the soil from Waipahu near the Jack in the Box, I'm breathing it in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to talk about corruption of land, I'd like to also mention the Middle East, because they got depleted uranium all over that. And if the federal government will allow for that anywhere in the world, I don't know what chance our state has. And then I'm also the person that called in about that funny power bill.
Right, right.
I got to the second step. They said the meter was reading fine, but I still have an issue of corruption somewhere. It's Occam's razor. Is the apartment leaking energy somewhere? No, sir. Did the meter read the events correctly? No, sir. So I'm still working on that. But I just wanted to mention that the dust in the apartments around here, the depleted uranium, and that I still am working on this electrical thing, and if anybody else has had any issue with that, I'd like to hear about it too.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Cox.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling. So, again, don't dismiss that, gentlemen. That is, some of us can handle things differently and express ourselves differently, but the bottom line, corruption and the failure to serve the people, period, is what the issue is, and not how we express ourselves that we dislike it or are feeling uneasy. But I want to show you, now, Goodfellow did a lot of cleanup, and they were running. Now, mind you, this is the scary part of this. We have in the city system experts, supposedly. At least these are positions funded to pay experts, scientists, engineers, and investigators and inspectors. And they go out and inspect clean water, and they inspect flood issues, they inspect dust, all of those things. Where were they at on this city land? How is it that the city and county of Honolulu would allow one of its contractors to operate without best management practices? This sits in the Pearl Harbor area and drains into the Pearl Harbor, the runoff. How is it that we would have a staff, man, mind you, big bucks, yet they don't go because Carlisle and Caldwell don't want them to go, didn't want them to go. Because if we're going to stick to Carlisle's statement that they didn't know and they're looking for it, then Carlisle failed us. Caldwell failed us. If they say they did know, then they lied to us. And so that gives you some decisions to make. Who is this guy, Kirk Caldwell? What is he about? He's letting the world tell you how bad others are, but he's not telling you anything. He wants to move to the front of the line. Yet, this is substantial. The security company that should have been watching this, that didn't see it being dumped, that didn't know, and then the mayor has to come along and say, well, we don't know. We have no idea, but we're investigating. We even have the police involved. Yet, we've spent taxpayers' dollars to place a security company there. Now, Goodfellows had to haul out oil. Here's some examples. I pull up the report. And just for used oil collection, they paid $962 on 216-12 by Unitec to pay that. Another, they paid $569 on 11-17-11. See, so now if Carlisle was being factual and truthful, it escaped him on this occasion because, see, his press conference is done on the 21st of November 2011. But the guy, Goodfellows, who he allowed to operate, he and Caldwell allowed to operate in that area illegally, was hauling waste oil out. And here's a receipt, folks. I'm not going to exaggerate. It was email 11-17-11. Some 4 days that they are removing this oil from that area. But Carlisle pretends he don't know who it was. Why? Maybe you have an explanation to share with listeners, other listeners. Why? Or am I making too much of this? So, again, here's another. $614. And I'm not looking at the quantity, 0.79 gallons of gas that was left there. And it's go use oil collection, pickup fee. It just goes on. There's $528. But again, all of this 9-9-11 that these records are available for Caldwell and Carlisle, the two C's. So Again, this is just some, and I'm looking at right now just maybe two per page, 20-some documents that if Caldwell and Carlisle were honest with the public, we wouldn't be lied to and told that we don't know who it is and we're investigating. Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question? Anyway, that this is just absolutely one, two, four, six. Anyway, more than 20 that I just gleaned from the files there, and here's some of the air bills. Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Kurt Caldwell.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, when are we going to learn? When are we going to stop having crooks in office, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He has Douglas Westbrook, you know, campaigning for him. Now, this guy, he does the chicken fights. He has a stronghold in the security, where they watch doors at the gambling rooms. I mean, when are we going to really, really stop getting crooks into office? And that, it just really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. When you say, is it who's doing the cockfighting? Caldwell, or who, could you clarify?
No, Westbrook. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is into all kinds of stuff, and he's campaigning for Caldwell. Well, what's the matter with him?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter with Kurt? What is he thinking? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have one of them bully types of organizations happening with Caldwell? I mean, what is he thinking by having these people campaign for him? It doesn't make him look any good, or I mean, it just makes him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the people that are local out here and know that, you know, what Douglas does. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, wake up, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. The I too have gotten information, and again, I'm sure there's law enforcement out there, and there's issues, and just the other day, speaking with residents out in Waianae, I'm assuming this party that call is from Waianae, I don't know, Nanakuli or wherever, but if this is a situation, how are we focusing on monies that were been supposed to have stolen, and maybe that's the reason, just like Caldwell is being aided by Carlisle in that situation to dupe the public and divert the attention when they knew contaminated soils and all of those things were being stockpiled on Navy land in violation of federal law, state law. And here's the scary part of this. In all of this, no one gets a citation. No one is fined. So the state health department is part of this grandiose scheme. Yet we have no money for the state health department to go out and adequately monitor and enforce these rules. We then have to go and clean up the mess that the city made while they have an official formal staff of engineers and all of that, enforcement people, and yet in city matters they allow them to violate. So the money comes from the state coffers to fund the inspectors in the state to go out and clean up behind the city. Now, right now, you and I pay a big bill for water. But if you look at carolcox.com, you will see there's a couple pictures showing the border water supply trucks hauling the dirt. See, they tried to conceal all of this, again, from the public, even right now, because they didn't want to put out an RFP or a contract, because then it ran the risk of the public knowing that this contamination would be there. So they use parks and recreation trucks and Department of Water, BWS, Board of Water Supply. Again, in the mode of covering up. We know that Carlisle is not in the picture anymore. So why haven't, if we were told that this was an investigation going on and the police was going to be looking into it and they didn't know, by now you would think they would have made a visit back to the microphones and back to the TV stations and to tell the public that, look, no need for alarm. Batman and Robin, Kato and the Green Hornet came in, and because we can't rely. I use those names now. You might think I'm being nuts. But that's the only people we can trust in this town is the fictitious heroes, because the ones that we elect show that they are truly zeros when it comes to integrity and standing up for the people and doing what's right. When you got to lie about the dirt, then shovel dirt in the elections, then you have no place in public office. No matter how fancy you look, no matter how much suntan you put on you to show up at the cameras and say, trust me, you're still dirty. And I mean that in the sense that the dirt over there at the YPO soccer fields. What man, woman, or whatever would claim to be representing people, protecting their best interests? Now, if you think that's bad, just lying to us and spending taxpayers' money willy-nilly and anywhere, let's go back to the bigger problem. You see, the soccer field, at any given day, people and children are playing in the field. And for the last, since 1999, good fellows, brothers were operating a base yard right there in the vicinity, and the wind comes down off of the mountain, Malka, and goes over the area and delivers all of that dust and contaminated soils, depositing it on the soccer fields. And imagine the little children, those soccer moms, and all those fancy SUVs and all of that. They go home thinking, Junior played hard today. Look at the ring around the collar. But in reality, Junior played hard, but the dirt around his collar is dirt that is blown in, possibly, from an adjacent field that lay there breathing and spewing contaminated soils, while the mayor and the managing director, acting mayor, and Mufi Hanneman, and Goodfellas, and all the other city managers involved knew that they were being impacted. Now, you might say, that's a long stretch. No, children play, they're already more vulnerable than adults are. They breathe harder, faster, more often. And so when you put them in a recreational setting, it is even increased more. Yet, these guys were so busy protecting their buddies, protecting themselves and their image, getting the rail in, poisoning the people, and then turn around when they think that someone's going to spill the beans, they run and do a fake press conference. Now, I'm not making this up, you know, and I know sometimes I go to extreme to express myself, but that's just my nature. It doesn't change the facts here. And give you an example. I contacted Jim Fulton, and I wanted a copy of the press release that was sent out to announce this, whatever you call it, this ruse that Carlisle did in November of 2011. I can't tell you what I wanted to say to him, but if you think, and I've had great respect for the prosecutor's office and anybody, because you'd think they're beyond any nonsense. But this gentleman, I told him that I was interested in that, and I'm concerned with the contaminated soils, and I'm concerned that it's being trucked to Nanakuli. I'm concerned, and all of that. Well, these are his types of questions. That's supposition on your part. Did you do any tests of the soil? How do you know it's contaminated? Now, all I wanted, now, mind you, was a copy of the big lie that Peter Carlisle has perpetrated on us. I wanted to see in his exact words what he said. But instead, my message was that, too, that I wanted the copies of this press release. Well, I had to call around. Sorry I took so long. I had to get back to you, Carol. You want to go in on the property. No, I didn't want to go on the property. This property is contaminated. I don't want to walk around in a contaminated field. First of all, that's why I spend money and buy Zoom lens, so that I don't have to go and breathe the soil. But anyway, the next question was, well, how do you know it's going to PVT? That's just supposition on your part, isn't it, Carol? So a simple request of Peter Carlisle's office turned into a deposition on my part. I guess you just can't get the lawyer out of some people. But again, I found myself having to bite my tongue just out of respect because, but to remind him that it's fortunately, he may think that I'm stupid and he may think that he can speak to me in a condescending fashion. But when we, one thing about Mississippi, they do teach you to read and they do teach you to think a little bit. If he didn't want to give me the respect, I had to remind him, well, it's just so happened that you're right. I don't do tests. I haven't tested it. But I'm smart enough to find my way, as I routinely do for the last 20 years in this town, finding sleazy behavior like this day in, day out on the city government and the state government. And I'm able to go and get a file, an official file, that say that the soil is contaminated, that it's owned by the city, that the mayor is lying, the city director lied. And then, oh, well, what's the problem? We're moving it. We're cleaning it up. This is your government, folks. Clearly, it's not my government because I can't get a straight answer or get a decent response. So, again, while he's telling me that I don't know that, and it's supposition on my part, these are the documents that I have while speaking to Tim Fulton, and that is, here's just one now. I have the non-hazardous waste manifest, okay, just to give you an example why people should be careful. Even if you see someone, you may not think they're intelligent, but if you work for them and they're a taxpayer, at least give them some credit. Maybe they stumble up on something and had an interpreter with them or something, but have the decency to assume that they know what they're asking. They may not know what they're saying, but they may know what they're asking. And so here's that was the manifest. And here's a ticket for that manifest from PVT Land Company out there in Farrington, billed to Pacific Commercial Services, who was doing the work for Goodfellow's Brothers. And on March 2nd, 12, at 135, dirt coming from a clearance number 77246 from YPO Point. That's a number you have to get to dump at the landfill. And it was called special waste. And it was, the tonnage was 21.68 tons at $95 a ton. See, so it gets even higher in some instances because this was special waste. So I'm not just telling you it was contaminated. And that's why I'm concerned that Carlisle knew and Caldwell knew that this stuff was out there. Caldwell did nothing, left it in place, exit the back door, now runs for mayor. Carlisle takes over. He picks up the ball, start to dribble it, and start to lie to us all. So in answer to Jim Fulton's question, here we are. Jim, these are the documents that I had when I called you to ask for that information. And it states that they paid $2,256 for that. And there are other just numbers and numbers of several manifests. Mind you, there's still the 2,000 ton that the city now is having to move at $39 a ton. So, is that corruption? Well, if you hold your hat, and I'm going to share, you'll hear more about the Westbrook and the Mufti Hanuman connection. And I ask this question of all of you. Just take what I say as just, you know, information. It's a Sunday morning. But just take this information and ask yourself, how is it that a candidate for mayor could have, out in Waimanalo now, one of his campaign coordinators and one is supporting his campaign out there posting signs, is a convicted felon? And there are others. So was Huey Long the only person that learned how to manipulate this strategy and then run and partner up with the Pacific Resources Partnership to put out some none, you know, whatever, it's old news, the man didn't get prosecuted, there was no, and there may have been a cover-up, who knows, but bring us some goods, but in the meantime, tell us at the same time what you're doing and why you're doing it to lie to us. Why? So, while you may argue that it's not the Big Easy, it is the little sleazy. And we're going to talk about more sleaze in a bit in the next hour. You can call in at carolcox.com is the website. And you can call in at 524-1080, 524-1080, and I'll be posting this up shortly. And we're going to talk about other special flavors and favors that this company, Westbrook, is getting. Extreme Paintball, you heard me talk about it last week. He's renting or leasing state land from DHHL. And, you know, in order to set up fences and buildings and do all of that and grub and grind and dig up, you have to get permits. It was represented now that he had all of his permits. Well, I just so happen to know that I've looked in the files and I have the records to say there are no permits. Yet, this is the same man that's out there posting signs up for Kurt Caldwell. Yeah, Kurt, go for it. Anyway, we'll be back shortly, and hang in there.
Just a little loving early in the morning. Beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good, things are coming your way. This old world wouldn't be half as bad, it wouldn't be half as sad if each and little loving early in the morning, a little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it dawning, like a little bit of loving from some loving of someone like you. This old world
right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. While she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all we gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. You can pick this up at carolcox.com, CarolCox.com. And we were talking about corruption, or if not corruption, trying to sort through some of the non-disclosure tactics that have been displayed by our mayor and former managing director and acting or interim mayor, Peter Carlisle and Kurt Caldwell. Now, I'm taking the liberty of associating the two, or wedding the two of them together, because, you see, they sought to get an outcome that was quite controversial, and that is the rail. And I'm not picking on the issue because they were rail. I'm simply discussing their behavior and trying to share with you and to say that, can we trust these guys? And if they were willing to lie to us in a fashion that it jeopardizes our monies, jeopardizes our land, jeopardizes the children, Getting to the bottom of it, I don't know if we'd ever get it because these guys have a PhD in hole digging. It's like gophers, you see. They pop down in one hole and you got to chase them. But they're really talented. And I'm just here to tell you they've not been responsible. They've shirked quite a bit of the responsibility, especially with the taxpayers' dollars. And not just the rail. But and I'm trying to lay it out to share with you time and time again. But I ended the early hour talking about the Westbrook situation, Mufi Hanneman's cousin. And if I could portray, and this isn't talking about him, I'm going to convey to you the numerous conversations. And while this may be innuendo, slander, some of you may characterize it, and he may wish to sue me. I welcome that. I mean, that's the right. But I'm going to convey to you what I'm hearing out here. And I've not drawn an opinion, but I'm asking the question. Because it's government, and they all have a common characteristic, and that is a lot of his involvement is involving government activity, city government. And so I told you that... At Hawaiian Homelands, this is a state issue where he has the paintball company and, you know, soft air. And the concern is that does he have the proper permits for grubbing? He's up and operating. And I went to DHHL and looked at the permits, and he is look for them. There are no grubbing permits. There are no digging permits, no stockpiling permits, no building permits. But he's up and operating, and he's built structures. While other people that find themselves in the same predicament, the state health department even served, as I said last week, served a search warrant on the racetrack because they had dirt and tires, and they knew the background, they being the state and Hawaiian homeland. But in the same office, there's little or no action to make sure that this person who leased the land would comply and get the necessary permits. So I went to the city, and I'm going to be straight and accurate. Last week I talked about an insurance policy that was in the file, but they didn't have, DHHL did not have the updated one, or if it was renewed. So they provided me a copy, and it was renewed on the Collie Watson matter, the 603 lease. But now I'm back in the same boat with this certificate of liability insurance for the paintball company. It states that 8/31/11 is when the insurance was issued, but apparently I didn't see anything to show that there is an updated. It said that it would expire 8/31/2012. I asked for the files, and once again, what I got was an outdated insurance policy. So they gave me a document. Department of Hawaii and Homeland gave me a document talking about Hawaii Extreme Paintball LLC. And to Joanne, and their annual rent is $45,386, payment schedule of $3,783. And basically, it's a revocable permit. The permit number, in case you were interested and want to follow up on your own, is permit number 480. So now, remember, the representation is that they have their permits. This company, Paintball, Extreme Paintball, have their permits, and the grubbing and everything is in compliance. So I decided, dealing with the city, you can't take anything at face value, and especially if this is a friend of Kurt Caldwell and a cousin of Mufi Hanneman, and time again, we know that various things Mufi has issued and given favors, and as I've talked to you before, he received CBD grants from the city that is still up in the air, and the disposition and how they were properly spent and whatever, that is still in the air as to accountability. And he had no 501c3 in instances when there was a requirement to have 501c3. Again, this is something he benefited from because Caldwell was the managing director during some of these periods of the grants being issued. Carlisle came in and changed it. So there's this culture or climate of give to the cause for the cause. So I went out and couldn't rest with accepting people telling me that, well, yeah, everything's okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's okay. We checked. And that's a real reason to go digging then when government tell you everything's okay, we checked. And so what I did, I contacted the city. And I'm going to read you this, and please note that, Carol, please note that I took another look at all projects listed under the TMK 9113 Parcel 28 and found two plans related to this project. The comment sheets for both projects are attached. However, please see info below concerning each project. Of note, we currently have no copies of plans in our possession at this time. In order to get something approved, you submit plans. This is the Department of Planning and Permitting, City and County of Honolulu. 1. CEB 2011 CP 192 Hawaii Extreme Paintball and Airsoft Grubbing Work. Plans were initially submitted to us in 9-16-11 and returned with comments 9-20-11. Plans have not been approved, and there has been no subsequent resubmittal of the plans. But maybe he would have submitted them. But the problem is he was out hanging signs for Kirk Caldwell and running around campaigning and doing all of that stuff. Kirk, give the man a break. He got to take care of his own business first. Get you in office later. So the number 2, CEB 2012, CP-156, Extreme Paintball. Plans were for airsoft mass grading plans. Plans were initially submitted to us on 6-18-12 and have since been signed by the civil engineering branch on 7-12-12. However, please note that the plans have not been signed by the DPP director yet, as the subdivision branch had issued comments on 7-11-12. The subdivision branch is responsible for the review of the DPP director. If you have any questions concerning the subdivision branch in comments, contact them. If you want to do this, you can call Mario Siuli at 768-8098 if you're interested. 768-8098. I offer that in that detail because I know there's many of you out there struggling to get your area in compliance. And yet, here's a person that's operating without anything, but he's close to Kirk Caldwell and Peter Carlisle. So, since DPP director has not yet signed the contractor, the contractor cannot use the plans to obtain a permit at this time. But he's up and operating, folks. So, again, that's not to speak to the character of this company. And the only, I said Douglas, but he's frequently there. I've observed him there out at the paintball. But it's under his wife's name and a gentleman named Bullard, Kalani Bullard. But the bottom line is this. It's okay for me to draw the conclusion, or at least as a borrow term from Jim Fulton, supposition. Whatever you're using, an assumption. I'll safely say an assumption. And that is that just because this gentleman is actively involved with Kirk Caldwell's campaign, that's not to say that Kirk Caldwell is having any influence on him being able to operate outside of the law, grubbing, stockpiling, building buildings, and all of that. So I'm not going to jump too far ahead, but it is worth asking. So I just keep hearkening back to this commercial that they play about Ben Cayetano. how Ben played dirty pool and supposedly took the money and what have you. But that's old school, old news. They didn't prosecute him. I would say they should have. And if they believe so strongly, they should have go and try. Maybe the statute of limitation hadn't run out. I don't know. Maybe there's some federal monies. I don't know. Maybe, you know, somebody got killed and there's a murder involved. So that's statute of limitation never run out. Who knows? But I want to know about the Kurt Caldwell, the puppet that Dan Inouye and others are putting in there so that he can steer, become the engineer of the train. There's no expertise in this. Obviously, you don't have expertise in picking friends either. But again, like they say in Montana area, eat sheep, 10,000 coyotes can't be wrong. Well, pay close attention to this. If in fact that you hear people from the community telling you, we're concerned, why is it that this character or people involved with Kurt Caldwell are involved in chicken fights, involved in illegal gambling, involved... How is that? How can this man not pick his... He picks his shirts, look good. How can he not do the same thing in picking his friends or his campaign team? Is he, too, having some problems with integrity and ethics? Are we inviting a Huey Long? Will we become the big sleazy or the big easy? Will we replace Louisiana? Absolutely no way can you have that many people with savory character or whatever people are describing them as known. And that's not to say because you're a felon or what have you, you shouldn't be around politics and all. But again, I go beyond that and ask, they're involved, you know they're involved, you know their record, and they're allowed to operate facilities without the necessary compliance while others are being bashed over the head and being threatened with arrest and prosecution, but they're not working for your team. And then in turn, so it's fair to ask these questions. While it might be rude of me to infer that there's something bad because you went to prison and what have you, but then I also stop and say, well, I get past that thought and say, well, but this is the same guy who gets grants from his cousin, Mufi Hanneman, that is taxpayers' dollars, and there's no accounting for it. Yet Caldwell was the managing director, and Caldwell was the interim mayor. Where is the money? Show me the money, Kurt. You speak of money on TV about the fraud on Ben Cayetano. Show us the money. So that's just one now. Now, again, not much of a taxpayer's burden in that instance, but again, compliance. Were there archaeological sites? Were there artifacts at this site that needed to be preserved? We'll probably never know now because the bulldozers went in and dug and grubbed and what have you. I don't mean Doug like D-O-U-G, but D-U-G. That's his first name, Doug Westbrook. And I'm concerned that someone called me up and shared with me that come the chicken fight season, we're seeing this struggle. This shooting out there was related to all or some of this muscling for security positions in the chicken fights. And again, these names are thrown around. How is it that the public can, and they may be wrong, I mean, innuendo and slander, whatever, but I'm not going to disclose all the details that I have. I'll hold those for another day just in case they believe that they want to send five guys to break my jaw, you know. But again, do it before I spill all of these beans because we need to be living in a safe, healthy community. I'd rather speak out, and I'll say this to all of you, speak out against it before it happened than to sit here and be nervous and hope that it, and I have no control either way. Because if you have the support and the participation with the mayor or the if Carlisle or Caldwell wins, what happens? Is there favors to be paid? So I would like to ask in the next debate, if they have another debate, I would like to ask the candidates, how do you pick your friends to get in? What is the criteria? Do you do or do you vet them? Now, that's again, that's not to say because you've been incarcerated, you have no rights in being stripped. But I'm sorry, folks, if every time your name come up and it's associated with, well, I was at the soccer field and I was a security company at the soccer field, but I didn't see anything, and the mayor is saying, oh, well, we don't know who dumped it, but you had a security company. They're watching the area, and they didn't see anything. What kind of security? Maybe it's the insecurity firm that is doing it. And I'm going to be digging deeper into this because I am trying to find out why did Peter Carlisle go to take such extreme steps to conceal this from the public and not disclose at that time of the press conference. And then let's be fair and give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't know, and maybe his employees were pulling the wool over his eyes, and he ran to the public to warn us. But then he learned later that those things were not true, that they knew who it was and they knew the source of these contaminants. And then he owed us an explanation, or at minimum boasted to the public how efficient the police department was and how efficient their internal investigation produced the results of this investigation. So a lot of things don't pan out. But again, talking about money, and it's all about us, taxpayers, citizens. The background on this matter that I'm going to talk to you about now is in 2011, 20 cubic yard rear loader trucks. You may have remembered that story where they bought, the city bought, the refuse department bought trucks, spent the money. Mark Tilker's company, who's a chief, he's a police commissioner, Mufi Hanneman's friend, who he used to work for, and on and on and on, has the company. They bought the trucks. They sent people to the mainland from the city and county. They took their wives to inspect the trucks, to look at the factory. They took their wives to see how the trucks are made, and on and on and on, because they thought that would be good for the families. They went to the Mall of America, and they went to the Vikings. Oh, man, they just did it up, Magnillis plant. The company sported them the tickets, and then I investigated, and they said, well, you know, they paid us back later, but it was after I started asking questions. But the question is, these trucks, like they lied and said no. As you may remember, Marcus Owens, their spokesperson, said everything's fine. And so the background on these loader trucks, and this is all related to Kurt Caldwell, and I'm sharing this with you, so when you go to the polls, don't vote anything, because I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I want to offer you some collateral, something that you can walk in there and say, well, you know, this and this, and then strike a balance and help you gather information. So the loader trucks went through the regular procurement process of specification, requests for bid, inspection, initial vehicle manufacturers, facility, refuse division, employees, delivery, and acceptance by AES. Normally, this would be followed by truck assignments to various yards. However, after viewing the truck, several individuals expressed concern regarding the truck configuration, most notably about the middle seat placement, size, and suitability for use by employees. An industrial injury to the middle seated employee happened during the second use of the vehicle when a normal firm braking accident occurred. This team performed the evaluation. They had a team put, assemble a team, that and every employee has a right to a safe workplace. This is issued by Peter Carlisle, and he wrote up a thing. The chronology of the complaint. This is why I'm going to be a braggart for a moment. This is why you should listen to the Carol Cox Show. I'm not going to put a spin on it, but the chronology of the complaint and evaluative actions. On 5/16/11, reported by Carol Cox on local news. I'm trying to save you money. I'm trying to make you the smartest voter in the middle of the Pacific or in these United States or in the Kingdom of Hawaii. I want you to be the smartest, most intelligent, because you are, and not fall for the guy who puts on a fancy shirt, hooks up with the chicken fighters and on and on and have a team assembled of people that have convicted felons and paying favors and giving them grants and all kinds of things. They also have Chad Sunyoshi, as I've reported to you before, in and out of the city hall, having relationships with these guys. A convicted smuggler of cocaine, having access to the city hall, having access to Kirk Caldwell. And he wants to tell us about a matter that happened some years back. But let him in, because he got the friends. Real strange, folks. And I do apologize for sounding a little nasty about it. But I don't know what else to do. I honestly don't. Because if the city prosecutor turns into becomes the guy who dupes the public, who do we turn to? If the long-term senator is dictating who comes and who goes and who works and who votes and who run for office, then where do we stand? So rather than to say, are we corrupt? Are we the big easy? We're on our way there. And I say to you, for those of you who don't like this tone, no problem. Those of you do, just when you walk in that voter box, press hard so they'll see what you're thinking and what you want to tell them. I won't say what you really want to tell them, but you get the idea. But again, the first trucks released in 7/1/11. So Caldwell was in the process of buying these in that whole acquisition, because you remember now, Carlisle came in office in late December or late 2010, and this is government work now. They went back there, ordered the trucks, looked at them, and did all of that. And so here's some of the things. Concern one, the middle seat is not suitable for use by division employees and is likely to cause injury. The middle seat appears too small for safe use even while empty. And I'm going to post this report up, too, because I'm putting it up there because you didn't ever hear anything from Carlisle. You didn't hear anything from Caldwell. You heard nothing. Yet, more than $1 million was spent on these trucks, and now they're useless. $1 million of taxpayers' dollars. Then we go over to YPO. It's $78,000 right now just to haul the dirt, but they're using city workers on time to clean up a mess that they should not have had. So all the equipment and all, will that go into $1 million because of the testing and what have you? Who knows? And if the EPA get the guts to prosecute them, maybe there's a fine. I'm going to file a complaint. And back to that situation for a minute. You got to understand, when I do this, it's painful because I love the environment, and I'm doing this for me mostly. It's because others are not doing it for me, so I'm doing it to satisfy myself and help the children and help the fish, help the frogs, help the dogs, whatever it is, I'm out there to help. But I'm always faced with humor and at the same time mixed with a little insult. So I'm doing this. I'm taking an interest because, one, I see the city workers out there working in an area that I know is contaminated. And I don't see a mask. I don't see a breathing apparatus or anything. And there are dust flying everywhere. But this one, and they train these young men very well. They train them not to be concerned with their own health, not to know that when you're standing out in contaminated soil and breathing it and getting it in your clothes and in your shoes, you track it home and walk it on the carpet, and mama takes the clothes and or you put the clothes in the wash, and you mix all the clothes with the kids' clothes and the wife's clothes, and the dirt and the contaminants from that gets and contaminates the entire family, whether it be petroleum byproduct. As you heard, hazardous waste was stored over there too. So this one young man, God bless his soul, I stood there and I wanted to cry and I wanted to curse him at the same time, not because of what he did, but I stood up on the hill and in a place that I could legally be with my camera filming in this situation, trying to document it. He immediately hops out of his brand new city truck, man, that he was sitting there with the air conditioner rolling, watching and walking in and out of the dirt, and whipped out his iPhone. Must have been an Apple i5 because he whipped it out and took a picture of me, man, standing there. And I didn't know whether to curse him or call him the biggest idiot in town, or just stand up and hop over the fence and give him a hug and tell him, I love you, brother, but you're standing knee-deep in contaminated soil. That is the most painful part of what I do, folks, when I arrive at a scene and I'm concerned with the idiots that are stuck out there serving like pit bulls who are willing to whip out their phones, take a picture of me, and then get on the phone and call the main office and say, got Carol Cox out here taking pictures. And he's standing there breathing all of this dust. So my hat's off to you, brother. I wish I could get somebody as loyal as you to work with me. But anyway, call me when you start getting nodules or growth in your nostrils or whatever, and maybe I could be the witness to say, yeah, I watch you stand there in the contaminated soil. So, but that is the problem, folks. When I'm standing there, I'm just there trying to help. May not go over that way, but at least it protects the worker. So file a clean air permit, a complaint yesterday or day before yesterday on this dust flying into the soccer fields. No water trucks. All of these things are required. So even though they lied to us, we know they lied to us, they are now cleaning up in a sneaky way, and they still wouldn't put best management practices in to contain the dust, to keep it from flowing and blowing. Because by putting a water truck there and doing what is proper, it would expose them and the public would be able to draw the conclusion that something's wrong. So anyway, concern two on this truck, and by the way, I have Calvin Griffin in the studio with me, and he come in, and he's coming back to trying to structure another hour, and we're going to see what. Why don't you say hi to the old listeners, man? We shut him out. I just go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to thank you for allowing me to come in the studio during your program, and. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to some of the, you know, some of the people that used to listen to the program before. But always, like I said, I learned so much from your program. I'm really appreciative of the things that you do, not because I know you personally, but of course, anybody that knows your history knows that what you're trying to do out there is for the public good, you know. And sometimes people misunderstand, you know.
Yeah. But we're jumping off track. But what is your show? What is it going to be? The same subject was veterans.
Yeah, basically veterans, but we're going to get into other issues also concerning it on a national scale, because mm-hmm. a lot of things that's being developing in Washington and other parts of the country mm-hmm. do impact on us, and mm-hmm. I think people need to be aware of that. So.
Well, I'm just running through some of this. Mm-hmm. I'm calling in sleaze and grease, but again, this is what they said in this concern too. For brief periods of less than regarding these city trash trucks, we're talking about Peter Carlisle and Kirk Caldwell, the guys that want to become, one wants to become the mayor, and I don't know what Peter wants to become. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're waiting for Dan Inouye to give him his anointment. Probably, I'd say, he's going to say, well, you know, Peter, you did me well. Mm-hmm. Unlike Ed just couldn't wait his turn, but you did well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a reward, I'm going to give you this position.
Yeah.
You can become Grand Poupah, the senator. When I leave, I'm going to tell all of those guys that are looking up at me right now to set the Kool-Aids down and applaud you, and you can come in.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. But you know, but because I don't know why a man would lie to us. you come in on earth, but anyway, for brief periods of less than 5 minutes, it was possible for the window person to place both knees together against the door. However, this required the window person to twist at the waist and scrunch against the door. I'm talking about these are the trucks that they subject the workers to, spent more than $1 million in taxpayers' dollars, and these trucks now sit idle. They may be using them, but not for the original intent.
Right.
So, again, concern four, evaluate any of the identifiable. And here's some concern 4.3. Use of the middle seat may result in allegations of sexual harassment, specifically inappropriate touching. This is... I'm thinking about going to get a job with the city in County of Honolulu. sounds. I don't know what the pay is, but God, give me the middle seat.
Yeah. Can I make a comment on this?
Well, I if you want to associate your name with nonsense.
No. Yeah, you mentioned before them going and doing the research and going back to the mainland and everything else. But, yeah, it really does, you know, give you pause to think. What's going on? Why? What's the connection here? You know, don't they do their homework here? You know,
well, they're doing the homework. This is why they go out and make stupid commercials about, well, he took $1 million or took some money and he didn't, and then because they don't want you to see just how stupid they are.
Yeah.
See, so you tell the world how stupid the rest of the world is and how crooked they are.
Yeah.
So then you've elevated yourself to the level of smart people and honest people by doing that, so they think. But what's nice, and you've been here longer than I, the voter is smart in this state.
Yeah, but there's something we always talked about before also. There's that old saying, you baffle them with, dazzle them with brilliance or baffle them with bull manure anyhow.
Okay.
And it seems to be more, I'll clean it up, seems to be more of that. But like I said, there's also that air of intimidation over here that we know, where people know what's going on, but they're afraid to speak up because if they say the wrong thing at the wrong time to their boss or something like that, it's going to come back to bite them.
Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Morning, Carol. I just got a question. You know, concerning these city public workers, what is the union doing for them if they're getting all this contamination stuff on them? And is the union involved?
Well, the union, you see, they're trying to get the rail in, so they're not really. But in this case, the union is taking an issue on the trucks. In fact, I've spoken with some of the representative. The union in this case on the trucks is taking care of it. But all in all, we have to understand something, and this is not to say that the union people are corrupt, but they have bought the Kool-Aid and they conflict themselves. Because if you're out supporting the rail and it's Kirk Caldwell and Carlisle is pushing the rail, they're the steersmen or the engineers of this out-of-control nonsense. They're not going to turn around and say, well, Kirk, you know, we support you on the rail, but you're poisoning our guys. Because, see, in order to do that, it would cause some stalling. Or they'd have to put the BMPs, the best management practices. They'd have to go out and buy a mask and breathing apparatus and do the actual tests and be up front. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a conflicted relationship. So
are these trucks being used or not being used right now?
Well, they're not being used for the original purpose. Now, what they're being used now, they might be used to haul some of the payola that these guys got from the private supporters of the, that wanted to help build the rail, you know, campaign monies, and, you know, they may need to haul. I don't know. Who knows?
Should Ann Kobayashi know about this in our budget? Why these trucks are purchased and not, you know?
Well, we've talked about it, and there's been news stories, and I don't know what Ann Kobayashi would do. I mean, she knew about him. I've told her about him, and you know, in this town, we are managed by TV.
Right.
You see, we There's Ann tomorrow morning. There's a squirrel come to town and talking and said he's going to go in and testify before the. There is a TV with Ann talking, you know. Yeah, I think it's a bit nuts, but then, and then that's it. Nothing, no follow through. We don't ask for any prosecution. We don't ask for anything. So I'm not going to, you know, submit anything as to what she will do or it's, you know.
Hey, Carol, I just want to let you know I went to a statewide National Federation of the Blind Alamona Hotel convention.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest speaker was Neil Abercrombie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, there's a lot of politicians out there that they're blind because they see with their eyes, but us people who are vision impaired are blind. Hear the real details of what they're speaking and always ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And want to know what's going on because when you're sighted, you're just looking at, you know, flip charts and, you know, a PowerPoint presentation, mm-hmm. but you're not really listening to what they're saying. You just... Mm-hmm. overwhelmed with the pictures and the design
right.
and everything, but you don't really listen to what they're saying in the audio.
And now what did he say? He said this is that a positive statement? They see what they don't, they see but they don't see with their eyes?
Yeah, they don't really realize what they're being told and they don't comprehend, so it just goes in the brain and comes out the audio.
And then when you say they,
register.
They meaning the politician or the...
Politician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
was surprised he said that.
Yeah, I'm surprised too because he has a problem with he let his friends' money speak, big business speak, and lift all the environmental laws and
uh-huh.
give away the. You know that for example down at Kakaako they gave away the state land,
right.
the building that the health department and the public safety and all those are involved in. OHA is going to get that.
Uh-huh.
They don't know where. The health department is going to go
uh-huh.
to stay. They may move them back up to Manana, up in that area, on up top Pearl City.
Uh-huh.
But again, putting the cart before the horse. So speaking of people not knowing what they're talking about or having the inability to speak clearly, I think he should get a prize. I would like to send him a cake every day for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Carl, keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
All righty. But anyway, this is, you know, Neil is always good for brilliant nonsense. You know, I've given up on him because I used to look at him and think this guy is the right guy. But then this is how you can be duped. But anyway, I'm going to finish this on these trucks in a minute. But the use of the middle seat is not suitable for use by division employees will likely result in allegations of sexual harassment if a male and female employee occupy the middle and door seats. Two, may result in allegations of sexual harassment even if the same gender of employees occupy the middle and door seats. Having the shoulder harness on the neck of the employees may cause a neck or throat trauma when the harness locks. So, well, anyway, you folks get the idea. This is the same guy that he and his Pacific partners are telling you, you got to watch out for Ben. You need to let us in. Yeah, right. Anyway, this is something I just offered and I kicked it around. And, you know, I'm sure I could have been, as Romney says, could have been a little more elegant. but what the heck? It's just kind of fun. And I want to remind all of you to get past all of this craziness that I'm spewing. And you know, if we view it that way, the Hawaii Belly Dance Convention. .com is where you can go and learn more about. And guys, don't be shy. I mean, it's okay to go and take your wives with you. It's art. It's a performance. And October 12th, 2012, doors open at 6 p.m. Go to that and have fun. And I tried to offer tickets last week and couldn't get 7 callers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the belly dancing, I think the only thing requirement you have to have a belly, I guess.
Well, no, it's more than you're moving the whole body. That's that's why you need to go, too.
I got the belly for it. I don't know.
But anyway, I'm sitting here making light. But the gist of this thing is that corruption, we have all of the elements. We have the people in place. And by the way, not to mix this name, it's not synonymous with corruption, but David Tenoy is leaving and going to work for R.M. Towel. David Tenoy is a director of the Department of Planning and Permitting, as some of you might know quite well. He was appointed by Mufi Hanneman, used to be the City Corporation Council for DPP, and now director, and he's going to go and work with R.M. Towel because they have a planning department there.
Yeah.
And their planning is, they have lots and lots of city and government contracts. So I don't know if that's ethically right. If he, maybe, I'm sure he's a lawyer and all, and I'm sure he's going to do the right thing consistent with the law. But for those of you out there that have endured his stay or tenure, David Tenoy, I spoke with him personally, and he is leaving and going to R.M. Towel, a contractor here with the city and county of Honolulu and the state and federal agencies. So that's on that one. But, you know, I was thinking while looking at you there, I had a conversation with a gentleman. I'll describe him as a right-winger, and he say he's an extremist, but I just think he's a right-winger. But the subject came up that we black people vote for Obama because Obama is black. That's the only reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, here's what's really funny about that. But black people don't vote for Herman Cain because he's black.
Well, they view him as an extremist.
But you see, so I thought I'd share that little tidbit to say, lay off and quit trying to put us in a pocket or pigeonhole us with this kind of nonsense. We vote because there are many, many, many reasons why we love Obama. One, it sends a message to the world that America is what it is. It's one of the most beautiful places there is. We have our problems. We've had our problems. Mm. And we'll continue. But we sure can change, and not a war internally. We had a civil war, and even some say that was to free slaves. I mean, we should never have had slaves, but all those good things, the way I see it. So. Yeah. To my friend out there who said that, yo, you're just voting for Obama, and black people just vote for Obama because he's black.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that's true. I will vote for him again, and because he's smart, he's intelligent, and he has a college degree.
Okay.
And he can still play basketball. I like it. And he has a shot, I'm told, with that lefty. But Herman Cain, isn't it funny? And then Alan Keyes, we didn't vote for them either. So it's not just because you're black we'll run out there and go and drink the Kool-Aid and go, oh, yeah, we'll vote for you. Anyway.
That's one of the things that develop where you have people use that divisiveness as far as the racial issues, and you come to find that there's a lot of people out there of all racial persuasions who think in a very honest term as far as looking at the facts, figures, and, like, say, what really, I guess, applies to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not strictly on a racial basis, you know, that a lot of people are voting, but, you know, we've been told by the press that that's how most people think.
Well, I think not just the racial base, but I think it also speaks to their ignorance and their willingness to have a need to quantify something when it's not, to place their assessment is that we as a people, it's an insult that we can't sort through, but because he's black, we'll vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, a lot of guys, I wouldn't vote for Rodney King for president, and he's black. I mean, so I just thought, because, see, the other guys won't dare say things like that on the air, and they want, because, you know, you might get into it. No, I'll tell you what it is. It's,
but
I just tell people, we don't vote for the godfather of pizza.
Yeah.
We vote for a black man with a Harvard degree and call himself senator and president. Good morning, Carl. You have a comment or question? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, you have a comment or question? Real quick.
Oh, no. I just called in, actually, for the next show. I apologize, but it sounded very interesting what you guys were talking about.
No problem.
Wonderful to have Obama there, and let's hope he wins.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I think he will. People are getting it.
I think he will, too. I think that's where we're headed for. You know, it's a real just question. Are we going to be a society that works together, or is it going to be every person for themselves? I think that's the crux of this election, and I hope people see that and begin to say, yeah, it's time for us to work together.
Yep. That's why they call it America.
America. What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means things can change and you don't have to get shot in the head. You can go to college and learn and become something.
It
means all of those good things, and I'm sure we all got some of our own differences, but again, for me, America is the best place that I know, because I used to live in Mississippi, and so that, I can just tell you. So we don't have time.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been here all my life. I think it's time to take one more step to where it's the world, not just America. We have created a fabulous example. Now we need to use it as a model.
Well, I agree with you.
To help other people, not to force them into democracy like George Bush did. Let's kill them into democracy.
Yeah. Well,
let's do something that's more meaningful. Let's spend all that money on war and educating people and creating schools and other projects that will really transform their lives and economically and educationally.
I have to be fair. Like I say, I vote for Obama because of his intelligence, but he's pulled the trigger on a number of people too. And the drones flying over and shooting people is not my thought.
I know.
So nothing to do with George Bush. Pulling the trigger, being trigger happy is trigger happy, whether you're...
Yeah, you're right.
So
and
that's
my
what
hope
we need to get
that
away from.
If he wins again, and I think he will, like you, that he won't feel so constrained to mollify people on the other side, and he'll be able to do what he knows from his own intelligence and his own experience is a better way for all of us.
Yeah, and that's a good point taken. So thank you. And
very much.
All righty. Take care.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha. But no, Obama's pulling the trigger on people, too, and killing them and maiming them and killing innocent people. And George Bush, he did it, too. And Bill Clinton did it, too.
Yeah.
We as citizens, though, have to hold them accountable. I mean, I'm not infatuated with Obama to the point where I will accept
anything and everything
because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Idi Amin comes to mind. invite you over for dinner.
And you're the dinner.
And you're the dinner. Okay. He loved the dog meat. It's just that when people, it's an insult when they draw the conclusion that just because we are so simple and narrow-minded that this we're led like cattle. And that in itself is what I speak to.
Well, that's what they say about most Americans right now, where they're looking for plausible deniability why they shouldn't be getting into something, and we're being led like sheep, you know. So as far as the political persuasions, it's hard to tell, like, say, who the players are out there, like Republicans, Democrats. But I think we need a new set of team players here where get the average, you know, some people who get out there and run for office. I mean, if you don't like who's on the ballot, go for it yourself, you know.
Yeah, but at least while those are in, we still can recall them, vote them out, and, you know, do all kinds of stuff. But, listeners, thank you for joining me. And, again, hope I didn't bore you. And maybe next week we'll have something more pleasant to talk about. But, anyway, take care. And if you see any Department of Border Water Supply trucks running down the road with the screen, the top off, stay your distance. Could be contaminated soil blowing off. So take care. Aloha.